This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to Little Fish's Daily right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting. And yeah, I know, right? Seriously. It helps a lot when you can actually hear yourself. All right. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually, because you really do need to be part of the solution. A lot of people don't pay attention to what's going on around them. I mean, I'm talking to plenty of people today. I can't believe how many people don't get the whole Bloomberg thing. Let me start off the right way. Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, a lot going on that you not only should, you could be, you should be part of. You should be reading the stories. You should be paying attention. Get informed. You know, we have an app. And you can actually grab that the app off of, what is it, the iStore and the Android store. And if you go up there and grab those, you can actually listen to the show. You can pick up a podcast, maybe listen to it later at work in case you, well, I don't want you stealing time from the boss. Let's just be clear about that. But, I mean, there's so many other ways you can get the show, and you can listen, you can pay attention, you can be part of the solution, as I say. But you got to know what's going on. I love these people only have half truths. They only have half the information of what's happening, and they think they're well informed. It's amazing to me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved, be part of, as I keep telling you. You know, Bloomberg, as we get deeper and deeper, I shouldn't say deeper and deeper, I mean, seriously, this is easy stuff to see happening. But as you see more and more as to what's going on with him, more and more as to what he's doing, you've got to be through, especially if you're a Democrat. Because you guys hate money in politics, don't you? At least that's what I keep hearing. So, you know, in my mind's eye, in my way of thinking, here's a guy who's been paying people, who's been doing all kinds of stuff, $80 billion. He is buying out commercials. He's buying airtime. He is doing all kinds of stuff to buy this. And, you know, hey, Bernie's speaking out against it. There are a few people that are actually opening their mouths and they're not afraid to say something. This is the elitism that is Michael Bloomberg. He's got the money. He's going to spend it. Too bad. Deal with it. He can buy whatever he wants to. Now, he's prepared to sell, he's kind of hinted, but he is prepared to sell his media empire to get even more billions to win the, oh, excuse me, not win, did I say win? I didn't mean to say win. To buy this presidency. And you guys on the left, of all the people, you should be outraged. Again, you've already put it on us that we don't care. We love money. We love when people buy stuff. Right? We're the big money people in politics. Bloomberg's a Democrat, and he's trying to buy this election. So when are you guys going to push back? I mean, that's really the question I have for you. Point Bridge Capital, Hal Lambert, discussed the Democratic fundraising efforts and the potential split. that got a rise in the Democrat Party if former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg snags the Democrat nomination. So, you know, again, the multi-gabillionaire, Michael Bloomberg, running for the presidency, you know, he's prepared to divest his company if he wins the White House. But is he really? I mean, look at the guy's not upright. We've already heard, and I'll play the game they play on the left. We've already heard the accusations of what he's doing with his money. So since we heard it, it must be true, right? Isn't that how we work? You hear it? It's got to be true. In January 2019, before Bloomberg officially entered the race, Fox Business reported that employees at the organization had been raising conflict of interest questions in regards to what Bloomberg would do with the media empire if he did run. Well, he's not going to let them write anything nasty about him, is he? And there's even more growing concern among the employees there. Bloomberg Media Company has an estimated value of about $50 billion. You hear that? $50 billion. Generates an estimated $10 billion annual revenue. Now, as its founder, he owns 88% of the company. He's already got a personal net worth north of $60 billion. Right? You know, I hear numbers between $60 and $80 billion. You want to settle on $70? What's a few billion among friends? Bloomberg will take the debate stage for the first time tomorrow night, and he bought it. Come on, let's just be honest about it. He bought it. He went up 14 points in, like, what, a month? But he has spent hundreds of millions in advertising. Nobody has that kind of money. Nobody else up there has that kind of money. I was talking to somebody about this today. If you work for him today on his campaign, you are getting, you know, free meals. You're getting paid well for your work. He doesn't want anybody to bug out and go anywhere else. He wants them working for him. So he's paying them really well. Anyway, he's come under fire for remarks surrounded by his, you know, stop and frisk. I mean, this guy, if you don't think he isn't a racist, if you don't think he perceives himself better than most, then you're just so, you're so blinded for your hate for Trump, it's sad. You know, and now we've got the Twitter war between Bloomberg and, actually, this is really funny. You have a Twitter war going on between Bloomberg and Trump, and then one between Obama and Trump. What are they afraid of? Right? Why are they so upset? The numbers will bear themselves out. And you think if he hadn't spent the money, he'd be anywhere near where he is today? No. Joe Messina, your host, this is the Real Side. Brad Dacus joins me from Pacific Justice Institute right after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Look, I've had this number for like 10 years. You think I would know it by heart now? I mean, God forbid I should ask for two brain cells that actually work. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Head up to the website. That's right. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. Give me your email address because, you know, in all reality, we send out one email a week. We let you know what's going on, and then you can decide whether you want to listen or not, whether you want to be part of or not, but at least get the information you need to make that decision. Okay, it's that time of week. I always appreciate this guy. I love when he's on with me. Brad Dacus joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, and Brad, thanks so much for joining me tonight. I always appreciate your time, man.
Thank you, Joe.
So, listen, you and I, you had a lunch function today that I went to check you out and see you give a full speech. No, I'm just kidding. And, I thought it was great. There was a lot of good information. So before we kick into this, let's start off with something that sometimes we forget to do. Tell people what Pacific Justice Institute is, what it does, and how they can help.
Thank you. Well, we are a unique legal defense organization in that we defend religious freedom for everyone, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life. We do it all without charge. And what makes us really particularly unique, as you know, Joe, is that we don't just cherry pick the high profile cases out there, the big game. We work hard to make sure that everyone in the United States gets the help that they need when it comes to this, that no one's left on the side of the road or turned away. And that's a huge undertaking. We have a huge network of attorneys. We have 9 offices, all donated office space, and we have full-time attorneys on staff, and we're here to serve without charge. And we have, right now, as I speak, over 40 cases in active litigation defending faith, family, and freedom.
Yeah, and again, people, you need to get involved. You need to get engaged. I keep telling people, you know, what it takes to put these places together. You know, and here, Brad's not saying this, Joe Messina is saying this. We are terrible at supporting our own. We really, 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 we need to get involved and engaged. We need to take care of our own. We need to learn how to take care of our own. When you have conservatives that are fighting hard to make things better for you, then we should be supporting them. I don't care what it is. Brad, I don't know what all the needs are of PJI. I'm sure it's money and facilities and resources and helping you get the word out. I mean, it's another thing. When I was sitting here listening to it, now I have known you for quite a few years, and I'm watching people's faces as you're talking. And when you ask how many people were on the mailing list, right? I think what?
Yes.
In a room of 60, 3 hands went up. I mean, seriously, if you want information, if you want to get involved, if you want to be informed, you have got to get involved and engaged in this, don't you? I mean, and how do you?
Yes. Yeah, and you're absolutely right. Unless we're aware of what's going on, we don't know what to do. We don't know how to protect ourselves. We don't know our rights. We don't know what to pray for that matter, or what to support. So it's really easy, Joe. All people have to do is simply go to our website, which is pacificjustice.org. One word, pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org. There they can sign up to get our legal insider. They can also become a regular monthly supporter. I'll tell you, a support of any amount on a monthly basis means the world to me. It's very helpful. It's a team effort, and who knows, we may be representing you someday, and you're out there listening, you, your church, your family. That's what we're here for, and we're committed to doing that without charge.
Yeah, I was going to say that. It's all done free of charge, so it's not like, and Brad, just today, you don't have to tell anybody where you're at, but just today alone, I know he's been all over the southern part of this state. A lot of driving. I mean, we got to get you a driver, Brad. This is crazy.
Well, I would love that. That would be maybe one of these self-driving cars. I'll be one of those.
I don't know about that.
You got maybe not.
You got more faith than I do in those things, man. I got to tell you why.
they
scare me to no end.
Not a good idea.
But all right. So, you know, again, a lot of stuff going on in the news, and you were talking today. Why don't you go down some of the issues really quick, some of the cases that you're dealing with, and just touch on them. We can go into detail on them later on if you want.
Oh, sure. There's a number of different cases that we've taken on, and one is dealing with church rights and synagogues and their ability to overcome land use zoning restrictions from hostile local governments. We have those cases almost always ongoing, defending institutions that used to be always just assumed to be a wonderful, positive thing, are now often vilified and treated like a porn shop or something. It's really outrageous. They have a case up in Oregon.
The porn shop would have the porn shop would have more rights. Come on, let's get that straight.
Actually, I think you're right. We've seen that happen. So that's especially in states like California. So, but like in San Rafael, for example, they issued a property tax against all churches and synagogues. A property tax. You know, what the government can tax, the government can control and destroy. And we filed a lawsuit, and the judge agreed with us and said this violates the state constitution. And we got that struck down. In Wisconsin, a town of DePere, all the churches and were told that that they couldn't have their own moral standards for their ministers when it comes to who they marry, and otherwise they get shut down. I mean, it's outrageous,
yeah.
Outrageous in a free society. Even if people have different beliefs, we all should be, understand the importance of defending the ability for people to believe and have their faith and carry out their faith, even if it's different, from a different perspective. Riverview Christian Academy, it's a Christian boarding school in Northern California. State tried to do a raid, tried to shut them down. Then they filed a lawsuit to try to shut them down. We held off. We stopped these, prevented the injunction. And it's all because they want to make this under the control of California and allow the children, kindergarten through 12, to have free sex with each other, to full sexual exploration. That's what the state of California Department of Social Services has for their state boarding schools. This is a private Christian boarding school getting no money from the state. They want to come in. They want to control it. And we're defending that. And if we're, it's so important because there's so many great boarding schools out there, as well as private schools. Then we have a professor who was wrongfully fired in Moreno Valley because he gave both sides some was balanced in sociology and so he was fired. We had to go in. We defended him. We won. Then the Moreno Valley Community College appealed. We won again. Now they're appealing again. It's outrageous. We're going to continue doing that. Border Patrol women told that she has to be willing to be naked and be a change and in and out of the shower where a man is in the same room. He's claiming to be a woman. He may be a transgender, but this is outrageous for privacy and decency.
Wow. All right, so when we come back, we got a lot to talk about. Parental rights in California, not slowly being chipped away at, but taking chunks out of parents' rights. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Brad Dacus joins us. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has been issuing pardons, one to former San Francisco 49ers owner Edward DeBartolo Jr. Former 49ers stars Jerry Rice, Ronnie Lott, and Charles Haley were at the White House for the signing ceremony. Also, Junk Bond King, Michael Milken, and former New York Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick. There were other pardons as well, and a commutation for former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. President Trump also claims to know the identity of the author known as Anonymous. That's the senior administration official who wrote an Inside the White House account that painted the president as inept and dangerous. He was asked, who is it?
Can't tell you that.
Why not?
But I know who it is. But we won't get into it. People know it's a fraud.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
How lucky can one guy be?
I know I say this a lot, but they're gonna have to change the words to that song too eventually, right? I'm sure it'll offend somebody. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air and just texting, tweeting. Look, if you don't want to be part of the email blast and you want to text alert when the show is starting, it's real simple. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Let me bring him on because I don't want to blow his time, and I enjoy when he's on with me. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins us. And Brad, thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate your time with me.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so you and I talk about this on a regular basis, and you were talking about it today. You even hinted to it in the first segment, which is, here in California especially, you've got the California legislature just taking chunks away from parental rights, taking chunks away from the right to parents to decide what they want to do with their kids, what they're not willing to do with their kids, if you would. And, we've seen this happen, was it in Wisconsin? I was just telling you about a story. I can pull it back up here in a second. But I was just telling you about a story where 14 parents now are going to sue the school district there because they're affirming, the school district now, is affirming their children's, let me see, I don't want to say this wrong. So 14 parents sue school district for affirming kids' transgender identity without consent. So they're affirming that these kids are what they believe themselves to be without talking to the parents, without clearing it with the parents or anything. And they think they have a right to do that. And you're seeing that happen here in California, too, are you not?
Oh, yes, on a very wide scale in California. The average high school now has two or three transgender students. It's becoming more common, actually, at the elementary school level and middle school level as well. And the law in California says is that teachers in California, it's outrageous. They're not allowed to contact the parents and tell the parents because this is a privacy right of that kindergartner. And instead, they're required to affirm that child to go in the girls' bathroom, and they want to put on girls' clothes and makeup at school before they go home. The school is supposed to help them with this and to nurture this. And here's the real sad truth: the ideology gets separate from the ideology. The facts are the facts. The facts are that if these kids are left alone, studies show that more than 70%, another study show about 85%, will actually go back and work through their dysphoria and no longer have these feelings and identity issues by the time they reach high school. So if they're just left alone, but they're not leaving alone, they're affirming the lie. And here's what happens. If a child does finalize and actually become a transgender and go through the whole process, they likely will not live to their 30th birthday because most of them commit suicide, depression, have depression, commit suicide. They don't live to be 30. It's like it's worse than a cancer as far as mortality rate. And our public school teachers, in their zeal for their doctrine, for their ideology, are putting these kids on their altar for their ideology and literally taking their lives and down the road. And it's just very, very inhumane, much less a huge violation of parental rights.
Yeah, no, I find it amazing. Again, none of the science behind this. What is it? Johns Hopkins University, one of the most prestigious hospitals in the world, if you would, has said, no, we're not doing this anymore. There's no science behind this. There's no truth
right.
behind this to speak of. And we need to work with these kids first before you do any cutting or even any of of the drug, the
right.
hormone blockers that they're giving them. But
right.
but even more so than just the transgender stuff, I mean, you've got kids in school, sex education, and not whether, you're not a boy, you're not a girl. Here's how to have sex with yourself. Here's how to have sex with others. If it feels good, it's natural, it's normal. These are all things that the schools are teaching these kids and working on with these kids, and we're expected just to believe it. Your kids can be taken away from you for not giving them proper education, can't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. They can be taken away, and by these public school teachers and working with Child Protective Services. We have a case matter in Northern California dealing with a girl. He's about 16. She decided that she felt like she was a boy, and therefore she would talk to a counselor who then fixed her up with a psychiatrist with the state. Psychiatrist says, oh, yes, she should have this done right away. And the social worker talks to the parents. The parent says, absolutely not. We're a Christian family. God doesn't make mistakes. We're not going to affirm this. That's terrible for her. Our child has mental issues. Bipolar is absolutely terrible. Well, they went ahead and took her from the family.
Oh.
And they said we'll take her then, and we'll, through the government, we'll start this procedure, the cutting and the injections, and which would be permanently sterilized also, I might add. We forget that when people have this transgender process, it permanently sterilizes them. And it was so inhumane. Well, we stepped in, and Joe, we got the court to see the light and order that the daughter be given back to the parents. And the daughter was very happy. The daughter wanted to be with her family. It was the government that was pushing this agenda to force her to change her gender, which would have been total disaster.
I'm floored by this stuff. Did you have a hard time getting the judge to see the light, or I know it wasn't a slam dunk, but it was it easier than you thought it was going to be?
No, we didn't know which way it was going to turn.
Wow.
Many judges are totally akin to this agenda, this radical LGBTQ agenda, and are very disrespectful of parental rights. So we didn't know what we were going to have here, but our attorneys worked very hard, made a very good case, and the judge saw the parental rights issues here, the constitutional issues that may be involved, and I think that played a real role in this. But this is now happening across the United States, and parents need to realize that they need to stand up for their rights. If they have their children in public schools, for example, they need to take advantage of our opt-out forms that they can download for free straight from our website. In all 50 states, we have them customized for all 50 states. Every child out there should be protected with one of these opt-out forms from a lot of this outrageous garbage that's now being pushed. On a nationwide level, we found out 17 states are already in the process of copying what California is doing with the radical sex ed.
Whoa.
All the way down to kindergarten level. 17 states,
wow.
including the town of Fort Worth, Texas.
You've got to be kidding me. You know, and people realize that not all of, I mean, Texas is a pretty big, it is a very big state. So don't think that just because you hear all these great stories about how conservative Texas is, how wonderful it is, means that all of Texas is like that, because it sure as heck ain't, is it? You know?
Right. Austin's another one that is totally given into those radical LGBTQ social curriculum all the way down to the kindergarten level. And it is such it's so harmful and damaging to children to be taught confusion. You know, if you taught, you know, first grade child be taught by two transgenders coming to the classroom, and they may mean well, but the reality is they tell these kids you can be a boy, you can be a girl, both, neither, you can change your gender. Those are things that should not be in the minds of a young child. And we've seen kids who would come home crying, who are afraid that they might be a girl who thought she might actually be a boy and become a boy.
Yep.
You know, it's very inhumane. It's on a massive scale, and it's going to be nationwide. Every major city, starting every major school district, every major city in the United States is targeted. And parents need to realize this is the agenda that the liberals are trying to push through their state legislatures as well, starting with the blue states and then moving into the red states and their legislatures. So it's very harmful. It's very damaging. We at Pacific Justice Student are there to stand up and defend the rights of parents, their rights to opt out of curriculum materials, as well as have even model policies for friendly school boards to adopt to try to protect those kids and parents' rights.
So you think the Supreme Court's going to be sympathetic to this? Because eventually it's going to make it there. Eventually it's going to get there, right?
Yes. Yeah, I believe if the case is prepared properly with the proper experts and doctors and psychiatrists and you know, really laying out the case and the harm and the damages done to children who are put through this process without parental consent, I think it would be a very compelling case. I think we presently have the five justices. That said, it wouldn't hurt to have, you know, one, two, or three more appointed by this president over the next 5 years. That would be extremely helpful to the work that we're doing at Pacific Justice Institute. Extremely helpful. That's all I'm going to say at this regarding
that. Yeah, a bunch of left people just fall over. Anyway, jump and see your own. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk about a couple of things going on. One is the Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy. Anybody surprised? Number one, there is a young girl that's suing to get, you know, transgender boys out of sports. And we'll be back and we'll talk more about that in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, great masterpieces.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him back on because I want to get right back into the conversation. Brad Dinkins joins me from Pacific, well, founder of the Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with me. You know, somebody, we were at an event together today. He was the speaker. I went to listen to him because I learned so much from him when he's speaking. And I just thought it was, you know, it is interesting to watch people sit around and to hear him speak and try to get involved in the conversation. You know, people, you really do have to kind of take this in, and I don't want to say write it to memory, but realize how serious this is. I know about a dozen people that PGI has helped with their kids, you know, help retain custody of their children and things that have taken place on campuses that they've helped out with. So it's real. It's happening. This stuff does happen on campus. These are not crazy stories from the Twilight Zone. These are real stories that are really happening today on campuses across the country. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure.
All right. So I know you've heard the story. I don't know how much of it you know, where the young lady is suing. I don't know if she's suing the district or she's suing the sports organization that now allows transgender boys or transgender girls, you know, males that, that now identify as female, in playing in sports or competing in sports. Because any way you cut it, from a biological standpoint, I mean, the muscle structure is different, ligament structure is different, strength is different. I mean, all these things actually truly are different in the different bodies. You think this is going to make it? You think this is going to carry through at the court level or not?
I think it will, and because of the fact that we're talking about Title IX,
right,
under the Civil Rights Act, and we're talking under there about the requirement there'll be equal opportunities for females athletic competition as with males. And so, you know, when we allow, the court will look at this and say, wait a minute, this new policy is totally undermining the purpose of Title IX, that, which is it's giving girls the opportunity to compete among girls. Here we have all these girls now on a massive scale. They're losing scholarship opportunities, winning tournaments and stuff, because this guy has affirmed, hey, says they feel like they're female, they jump in. Their testosterone is 10 times higher than a female. Their bone structure is more dense than their upper body. Their muscle and muscle structure is larger. There is so much advantage that they have inherently, you know, it's sort of like wrestling or boxing. I mean, it's outrageous. And so I think the Supreme Court will look at this and just say, what have you guys been smoking? And I would not be surprised if we saw a complete 9-0
really?
Decision. I could even see, well, maybe not Sotomayor, but even Ginsburg, I think she would have to say goodnight. This is totally undermining what she had worked for in the way of women's rights. So, in the past. So, I think we will see this reversed and called out for what it is. Do people have gender real, you know, dysphoria? Do they see themselves as different than what they are? Yes. Should they have the freedom as an adult to make those decisions? If they can find an adult who is willing to do that with good conscience, so be it. But they can't use that falsity, that dysphoria, and have it be a burden on others in a manner that is illogical and violates the Civil Rights Act, you know, deal with Title IX. It's confounding for anyone who is a true civil rights advocate.
Yeah, I don't get it. I've never, even when they started all this, I'm like, okay, how are they going to deal with the differences, the true, real, you know, biological, physiological differences between male and female? This doesn't make any sense. So I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that you believe or think that the courts, when they take this up, they're going to say, and again, it does, it flies right in the face of Title IX. They fought for years for equal rights for girls. They fought for years to make sure the girls got, or females got the same fields and same opportunities that males had, and yet, now with this, there isn't. They don't want male or female anymore. So it just seems such a waste of years of fighting over something that they don't really believe is true.
Yeah, exactly. They don't have the details because they become, say, they're transgender or they're a teenager and they dress like a girl. The boy dressed like a girl, wears on makeup and all. They can still engage in athletic competition among boys. They can still do that. That they're not being prevented from athletic competition. They're being prevented from competition that is unfair to someone who is genetically, right, biologically, inherently not given the same opportunity that they have. So it's very common sense. However, many on the far left in our society are not common sense, and it's something we're at Pacific Justice Institute are having to deal with in the courts more and more, unfortunately.
Oh. All right, so let's talk about Bloomberg buying the election. You know, I find this very interesting. It's that the left has always screamed about big money in politics. I mean, I'd love to talk to it actually is a left-leaning organization that started a group that is against big money in politics. I'd like to see if they're backing Bloomberg. I mean, think about what this guy stands for. Everything that they say they don't, which, you know, he's an old white guy with lots of money. He's not taking donations, and he's buying up the airwaves across the country to the point where he's gone from, what, 2 or 3 percentage points? He's now up to 15 or 16, in some places I heard as high as 19. Tell me he's not buying that.
He hasn't engaged in one single debate yet, and He's just buying. He's buying the election. He's taking up airtime that other candidates could buy. He's paying premium price, and he's willing to spend as much as it takes and just to push him in the election. Here's another ironic thing: is that he was actually a Republican in the past. He was a Republican politician. Then he became an independent. Then he became a Democrat. And Wall Street loves him. He's like the antithesis of Bernie Sanders. Now, I'm not a socialist. You know, I've never had my honeymoon in Moscow, reportedly. I mean, but that said, I can see why the Bernie Sanders people would be, and the other Democrats, but man, would be very, very ticked off and frustrated. Here they're going through the process, making their case in Iowa and these other states on one-on-one and developing grassroots and being with the people. And then they got this billionaire just comes in and just says, too bad, I'm just going to buy the airtime and people are just going to be swayed that I'm a great guy and it's going to be over. And that's very counter to what many people on both the right and the left, desire when it comes to our politics and our political process to really maintain it as a nation of the people. And by the people, for the people, as opposed to just a who can have the billions of dollars for massive marketing and a total disconnect from the people.
Yeah, and he gets away with so much. Like recently, another video has surfaced on him, calling transgender people it, or some guy wearing a dress. All right, so
I'm sure he's
involved on this one too. This is going to be a lot of fun when they finally string all these together, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the other candidates will hit him on the debate that's coming up that he is supposed to be on. I think he's going to have it coming from all sides as he should. And some say that he's now the new gas king over Biden. It's now really Bloomberg when they look at all the things this guy said attacking women, farmers. Minorities. But don't worry, he has Wall Street. He has Wall Street behind him.
Listen to him. When he talked about farmers, it showed you how ignorant he actually was to what it takes to do farming. Farming is not just turning over dirt nowadays. I mean, these trucks are run by GPS. They get down to the minute foot as to where they're at. They know where they plant the stuff. They have certain chemicals they have to. I mean, this isn't just sticking a seed in dirt and throwing some water on it and hoping to God something comes out. There's so much more to it today than there was, 170 years ago when he was born.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I hopefully we'll get information out, and we still have news networks. We still have shows like yours that I think are going to play a real significant role in making sure that this information gets out so they can understand where he's actually coming from, and they can make hopefully an intelligent decision. But unfortunately, there's a lot of voters who see the commercials on the Democrat side anyway, and they're easily persuaded. They're really not thinking it through, and the Democrats could be they could completely lose their party. That's going to be an interesting sight.
Well, again, I'm loving this. I don't think you heard what happened in Virginia when the pastor got up there to the opening prayer for the session, where he talked about the sanctity of life and asked God for the forgiveness as to what they were doing. Asked him to guide the legislators as they were, debating and doing whatever. And some got up and walked out, and some actually started reciting the national anthem. Now, Pledge of Allegiance. So if that's what it takes to get them to at least say the Pledge of Allegiance, I don't know if I'm totally against it. But again, Virginia, of all places, basically not just where it started, but, where there was strong faith, these guys can't be bothered with it anymore. It's very scary. You have about 30 seconds.
Yeah, it is. Northern Virginia, Arlington, right out of D.C., that's where the liberal bastion is for the state, and it's really turned the state. But people need to register to vote. They need to be involved. They need to get know what their rights are, and they get information on the cases on our website at pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org. They should sign up.
That's right, pji.org. If you want to do it the short way, they're doing great things. Check them out. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Side.